Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. We've been talking to former Hawaiian Tropic model turned vegan fitness bodybuilder, Tiffany Burich, in the past two episodes. In the first episode, we got to know a little bit about Tiffany, why she went vegan, and then we went on this crazy tangent about palm oil and cruelty-free products. Then, after that, in the second episode, we got to go through and Tiffany broke down, step by step, rep by rep, exercise by exercise, exactly what she does to achieve the incredibly amazing muscular female physique and lean female physique that she has today. And you definitely want to catch that episode because she also tells you how she does a very important sprinting workout that has allowed her to replace all of her cardio with just this 30-second sprint workout once a week that dropped her body fat percentage down to levels lower than she's ever achieved in her entire bodybuilding career. So you definitely want to check that out. In this episode, we're going to tie it all together. Tiffany's going to tell us exactly how she eats, what she eats, how much, and when to achieve this amazing physique. I mean, you haven't already. When you get the chance, get to a computer or smartphone or a tablet and make sure you're not driving first and check out veganbodyrevolution.com and find Tiffany's episode. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You can see this incredible body that she's created for herself all on a vegan diet. So without further ado, let's bring back on Tiffany Burich.
Hi.
Hey. So let's go over your nutrition routine. I want to know everything about what you eat, how much, when, all your good inside secrets.
Okay. So obviously my nutrition changes depending on how close to a competition I am. And if I'm, you know, close to one at that time or if I'm just trying to maintain. But recently I'd say I try to stick as close to it as possible so that it's not such a drastic change when I am having to start cutting things out as I get closer to compete. So basically, for breakfast, I always do oatmeal with unsweetened vanilla almond milk, which I love. I could drink it out of the gallon. So I'll do that, and then I also do a shake. And in my shake, I'll blend together frozen fruit, usually a half of a frozen banana with a half a cup or a cup of frozen strawberries. Blend that together with almond oil mix, half unsweetened vanilla almond milk with water to fill up my little bullet shaker that I have. Mm-hmm. And I'll put Warrior Force protein in there. And I also like to use the Warrior Greens as well for my morning shake. And sometimes I'll throw a little bit of chia seeds in there, depending on which protein powder I'm using. And I'll have that every morning, always. And then, and depending on how I'm doing, what workout I'm doing at that time, it varies on what I do with my nutrition. So for a mid-morning snack, I might do,
let me back up a little bit. So how much, let me back up. Let's, how much oatmeal are you eating?
Oh, sorry. The oatmeal, it's just a quarter cup dry. So, and then it'll end up making a half a cup once I cook it.
But
I recently started doing overnight oats, which I love, where I just let them, I've just started trying that within the past couple months, and it's so delicious. I'll put it in the container overnight and just sit in the fridge and let it cook that way in the almond milk.
Oh, cool. So are you full by the time you finish your oatmeal and drink down your shake?
Yeah, my shake is very filling. I mean, it's frozen and I have, you know, a good amount of protein in there. Probably the shake alone has at least 30 grams of protein in it. And then I have my oatmeal as well. So, you know, between those together, it's very filling. But again, I'm going to be eating soon. You know, I eat every 2.5 to 3 hours. So from there, if I'm going right to the gym, I also don't want to have too much food in my stomach because then I'll be, you know, it's hard to work out and run around when you've got a bunch of food sitting in your stomach.
And when you're eating your oatmeal, you combine it with unsweetened almond milk. Do you put anything else in it?
Sometimes I'll put blueberries in it. it depends. I'll just maybe throw like a quarter cup of frozen blueberries in there and mix it in there when it's hot if I'm cooking it. If I'm eating it cold, like it was overnight, I won't put anything else in it. I just eat it how it is.
There's nothing to flavor it, right? So it's just oatmeal, almond milk.
Yes, unsweetened vanilla almond milk. If you ever had it, it's really good.
Yeah, I've got. I have it. It's pretty good.
Oh, so.
But it's unsweetened.
Yeah. Well,
right?
It's only a quarter cup of oatmeal.
I'm so used to eating oatmeal with brown sugar, so I'm used to eating my oatmeal sweet. I love sweet oatmeal.
Yeah,
maybe I'll try it your way. See if I like it.
Yeah, it's only a little bit too. So, I mean, a couple bites gone, so it doesn't really matter. It's not like something I can really sit there and savor. But I also put 2 tablespoons of peanut butter or almond butter in my shake as well.
Okay, so 2 tablespoons peanut butter or almond butter. Okay, got it. Okay. So then you go work out?
Yeah, I'll go to the gym. So right after the gym, before I even leave, I'll have a shake and usually Japanese sweet potato, about 5 ounces of that I already have made in my, it's already heated up, put in foil in my bag waiting for me to hurry up and get some food in me, some carbs and protein in me right after I'm done working out before I get home. And then when I get home, I'll actually eat my lunch. So from there, I'll have usually for lunch, I like to do what I like to call a big garbage salad. So it'll have kale mixed with, I use Beyond Meat, the strips, 6 strips of the Beyond Meat. I recently have been soy-free and gluten-free, so I haven't been able to do tofu in the past couple months. It's just not really sitting well with me anymore. So I think because I was on a competition diet for so long of doing tofu twice a day that finally my body, like around October, was just like, I'm not having it anymore.
Hmm.
So it was, yeah. So I really can't, I've been steering clear of it to kind of, you know, lay off it for a little bit. So occasionally I'll throw it in, but it's, you know, like it'll end up feeling bloat and some cramping. So I prefer not to even try it. So I've been using the Beyond Meat and I do really well on that. I like it a lot. And
okay. So six strips of Beyond Meat mixed with kale.
Yeah. So I'll do kale and I'll chop up the Beyond Meat, put 6 strips in there. I'll also do a quarter cup of either black beans or adzuki beans or kidney beans, depending on what I feel like eating that day.
Uh-huh.
And I'll throw those in there. I also do a quarter cup of raw walnuts in my salad. And I'll do a little bit of, if I'm not close to competition, I'll put grapes in there. Because, you know, obviously this varies depending on how close I am to competing. I'll have to cut out a certain too much sugar and things like that. But for now, at that point, I'll do the walnuts, the kale, the Beyond Meat, the beans, pretty much anything I can throw in there. Because I'll chop up apple, put like a half of an apple in there. And then I use a little bit of red wine vinegar and a little bit of balsamic vinegar for my dressing. And I'll mix that with 1 tablespoon of ginger dressing and mix it all together. It's really good because I also put hot sauce on the Beyond Meat. So it's like a whole flavor of like spicy and sweet and just all kinds of very flavorful salad. And it's very, very filling as well.
So how do you prepare your kale? In my experience, unless I go to one of my favorite restaurants that make a kale salad, I can't freaking make my kale taste good. Like, are you buying the giant leaves of kale and ripping them up, or you get the prepackaged stuff?
Oh no, either one. I just do raw kale, like just you know how it is. There's some brand at Whole Foods that the prepackaged one already, and it comes in a big plastic container. It's like Clean Girl or something Girl, I think. Sometimes I'll grab that, like as a big container of it, if it's on sale, because like sometimes it's expensive. Otherwise, I'll just buy the kale myself and wash it and just prep it. That's it. I just wash it and strain it and put it in the refrigerator and just pull from it from there.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, I've never actually. It's just raw kale. I like the taste of kale. It doesn't really have much of a flavor to it to me at all. But I know a lot of people don't. You know, they can't. They can't eat it raw.
I can't seem to get it right for some reason. Most of the time, the kale I get is really bitter. But when I go to a restaurant, for example, one of my favorite restaurants is the Veggie Grill and on the West Coast. And when I go, they've got one. My favorite salad of all time is their kale salad. I can't seem to make it taste like that. Don't know why. All right, let's keep going. So you got this salad, and do you add anything else to it or eat anything else with it?
No, just all that stuff that I throw in there, the fruits, the vegetables. Oh, green peppers in there, cucumbers sometimes. Just, you know, like I said, lots of water-based fruits and veggies I like to throw in there with some nuts and the kale and the Beyond Meat, and just kind of, you know, mix it all together. And it's definitely very filling. It turns out to be a lot of food once you get everything in there. I usually do about five cups of the kale, and then everything else added to it.
Sweet.
So, from there, I'll have, in the mid-afternoon, I'll have another shake, just a regular protein shake, possibly, and then maybe like a banana, something just to kind of hold me over in the middle, depending on what I'm doing, what my schedule is like that day. And then for dinner, I'll do, again, right now I'm doing the Beyond Meat twice a day, and I'll mix that with some steamed veggies, sometimes peas, some asparagus. I love broccoli, but if it's too close to when I want to compete, I'll usually cut the broccoli out because it does bloat me very bad. Any kind of steamed green veggies with that. Lentils, I love lentils. I'll mix some like tomatoes, green peppers, a couple lentils, all like cooked together. And I have an aroma rice cooker. So I'll make up an amount of lentils, like a month's worth of lentils at one time, and just put it in a big bag in my fridge, and it stays good. I just put hot sauce in there and spices. So I love spicy food. And I'll mix that with some, again, more of the Beyond Meat, tomatoes, green peppers, and I'll eat that for dinner.
Do lentils ever bloat you out?
They don't. I don't actually have a problem with it. I don't think it's because I don't eat too much of it and I don't eat them every day. But I actually don't have a problem with the lentils. I can't eat lentils and spinach in the same day. If I wanted to put spinach in my salad instead of the kale, I can't do both in the same day.
Interesting.
So certain foods I have to keep apart from each other. But broccoli, raw broccoli isn't too bad. But if I cook it, it seems to have a different effect as far as like bloating.
Yeah, you don't like when we eat lentils. You don't even want to be in our house. You don't even want to be near the front door. It's just a biohazard in this entire house. I don't know. I haven't figured out how to combine lentils the right way. Maybe it's just the lentils that produce the problem. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
I think it depends on what you eat with it in the same day. Like I said, if I had spinach originally last summer, I was doing that in my competition diet. I had spinach for lunch, and then I would have lentils with my post-workout carb instead of the sweet potato. So I would have the lentils right after the gym, and then within like a half an hour, I'm eating a big spinach salad. And it was almost as if, you know, I mean, the food would just, you know, run right through. It was like, I'm not getting any nutrients. So I decided to space that apart. Just pairing the food makes a big difference. I have a sensitive stomach to certain things. So
fascinating. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 meals so far.
And then before bed, I'll do like if I'm in the mood for something sweet, I'll do, instead of having a protein shake, I'll make like protein chia pudding. And with that, I'll use the chia seeds, the chocolate protein powder, a little bit of unsweetened vanilla almond milk, and I'll blend it together. And then I'll put a frozen banana in there too. It's like really good, like chocolate banana pudding if I really want something sweet. And then I'll just put it in the fridge for like 10 minutes and then eat it. Like chocolate banana chia pudding. It's delicious.
Do you soak your chia seeds first before you blend them?
I don't actually. I just put them in how they come in the bag that I buy them from.
They're like tiny little pellets, dry pellets.
Yeah.
And it works out okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
I put them in the magic bullet, and it blends it up really good.
Huh, cool.
And then it makes it, the chia makes it very, makes it thick. So.
Do you take any other supplements besides protein powder?
I take glucosamine for, like I said, I had knee issues in the past. So I do take the Diva glucosamine, and I take a vitamin B12, and that's pretty much it. I tried really hard this past year to not take any supplements, and just to see, you know, exactly what I could do to my body with just food.
That's great. And then how much water are you getting in a day?
I drink at least 1 gallon of water a day. That's a very bare minimum. Sometimes I've actually gone up to where I've drank 2, depending on what my workouts. And when I was doing a lot more cardio back in the summertime, I was easily blowing through 2 gallons of water. Before my first competition, I was doing 2 a days, and I was doing cardio and lifting 6 days a week. So, you know, I sweat like crazy when I work out. And plus, in the summertime in Florida, if I'm outside doing any kind of running, I mean, forget it. You're ready to pass out. So, yeah, so between 1 to 2 gallons of water, plain water a day. And that's in addition to any kind of shake that I have or any kind of, you know, fluids, coffee. I do drink coffee in the morning, 1 cup of coffee. And I'll have green tea occasionally. Not every day, but sometimes.
I love green smoothies. That's the only way I get my vegetables in. I gotta just blend it up. I'm not really a big vegetable eater.
But, really?
Well, like, yeah, I've never been into like salads. My wife loves salads, but when it comes to doing raw vegetables, no, I got to put them into a blender and drink them down just to get it over with. But that's just me. Maybe I haven't tasted a good enough salad. Maybe that's all it is.
You need to make a garbage salad where you just put a whole bunch of stuff in it. You don't even notice the vegetables.
I'm looking at it right now. I've got the recipe. I'm going to give that a shot and see how it works out. So does this pretty much represent your meals that you eat on a weekly basis?
Yeah, I try to, you know, if I might go out to eat or somewhere, I mean, it's rare. I prefer to cook my own food, or I'll bring food with me. And we have a few vegan places down here, but it's nothing like Austin. I mean, where you can go around any corner and find a vegan place to go out to eat to. So we have like maybe a handful here. So, and I just, you know, going to a regular restaurant for me, sometimes I'll just bring my own food if I have to go for an occasion. I don't really mind.
I understand.
Put it in my bag and bring it in and pull out my Tupperware and, you know, I'll eat just because it's like the social reason of going out. So I don't need to, you know, spend money on food there when I have all this food that I cooked at my own house. So,
well, Tiffany, I just want to say thank you so much for how generous you've been and with everything you've shared with your workouts, your background, your nutrition. It was so generous of you. I think it's going to be so helpful for everyone listening, especially the females that want to achieve a much greater amount of muscularity while staying lean and very elegant and sexy, because you really embody that in the greatest way possible. And those of you listening, you have to check out her pictures. We've got them up on veganbodyrevolution.com, and check out the videos that we filmed over there as well, where I got to follow Tiffany around, went through a whole workout. You even see what she ate afterwards. It's very similar to what she described here in this podcast episode. So Tiffany, what I want to do is end this episode with a little bit about you telling us about your business, because you help vegans get in better shape. Am I right?
Yes, I do. So I do a personal one-on-one training in the gym. I do nutrition consults and nutrition plans, and I also do online training as well. So I do that for myself, and I also have the Vegan Powerhouse Physiques is the online, strictly online group training that I do with my two partners, Sarah Russert and Danny Taylor. So we do the group online training together. It's like a 12-week program, and we have 2 groups, Fat Blasters and Mass Builders. And our next one will be starting in the fall. But in the meantime, I do, you know, personal one-on-one training online, in person. I write up nutrition plans. I write up your workouts, you know, whatever you need. So definitely you can check out my website at noexcusesfitness.org and also email me at noexcusestrainer@gmail.com.
Thanks awesome. So much. Thanks so
Thank
much
you.
For spending your time and your generosity and your kindness, for giving out so much cool information. It was an absolute pleasure and honor having you on the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You're so welcome. Well, folks, you heard it. That was Tiffany Burich, and she is just as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. Go take a look at her pictures at veganbodyrevolution.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you've enjoyed this series and just love this show and you feel it deserves 5 stars, please give us a rating. Go to iTunes and give us a rating and leave a review. It helps us get higher ranked so more people can learn about our message and learn how to achieve their ultimate dream body on a vegan diet. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you download your very own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide, where I show you how to build over 10 pounds, lose an inch off your waist in just 4 weeks. Go to veganmusclebook.com to get that right away and join in on the conversation that's going on right now, possibly about Tiffany. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in today. This is Thomas Tadlock, your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.